good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, April 29th, 2022, the last trading day of April, and what an active one it was. So, hello, Butch.
Oh, hello, Melody. You go right ahead. Don't worry about me. I'm just listening. I can't believe that we're going into May. One more day in April and May's here.
How about that? How about that? It's and I think the rest of the year is going to, things are going to start being heated up, and when these things do, time's going to go by so fast, and unfortunately, the fast times are not going to bring good times.
No, they're not.
And that's the sad thing. About it. So we got a lot of things to talk about today. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, gold was having a great day today, and it's still positive, up $2 at 1897, but we did pop over 1900 early in the day, stayed there most of the day, but, you know, things get wiggy when things begin to unwind. So we're looking at 1897. We had a high of 1917 for most of the day today. Silver was down 41 cents at $22.82. Platinum was up $20 at $947, with palladium up 83, $2,387. Now, there was some pressure on the dollar today, 0.51 to the downside at 103.16. Crude oil was down 96 cents at 104.40. Now, the paper markets, this is where it gets interesting. I mean, it was down most of the day, not by much. Then it just went down a little more, a little more, a little more. And I'll tell you what, the last half hour of trade, it dropped significantly. The Dow tumbled more than 900 points, 32,977. And that is down 2.75%. Stocks did the same thing last week. S&P was down 3.63%, down 155 points at 4,131. And the NASDAQ is the one that got hammered, down 4% at down 536. It's 12,334. And you know what? It's a lot of that tech. You know, it's, folks, it's all smoke and mirrors. Get, you know, wake up. Asian markets, although they were positive all, and so was Europe. So it's just our markets that fell apart today. 10-year yield, that popped 2.918% for the 10-year as the markets are preparing for the 50 basis points increase in the rates next week, next Wednesday. So that's, but there's a lot of other things going on that are quite scary. That are going on, and it's, you know.
Well, may I ask you a question, if you don't mind?
As long as I have the answer.
The 50 basis points, what's that going to mean to you and me?
Well, you know, it's going to make, well, because it's going to hit the economy. That's what it means to you and me and people who have jobs and are working and are paying off their credit cards, and rates change and their loans change and so forth. So, yeah, it does make a difference. If people are living on their credit cards, you know, rates go higher, they, you know, they have to pay more. So definitely it's a big.
Well, that
now,
increase,
I don't think the 50 basis points is to the point where corporations are going to have a hard time servicing their debt load. But it's coming. It will be coming to that. So it's all a mindset. And it's, again, it's a trend, and I don't think the markets are going to like it. The economy is not going to like it. Amazon shares fell 14% for the worst day since 2006.
Wow.
14%.
Well, there's a lot, as you said, the next few months are not going to be happy months financially or otherwise, as far as even commodities, including food, and we're going to discuss it in a little bit too, because it's they're hammering the heck out of food. And that's a fact. I mean, the fires, 18 fires now so far, explosions, and more than that going on. They're hammering it for a reason, Melody. This is not coincidence at all. This is not coincidence. I mean, this can be happening just by happenstance. There's a reason behind all this, and we'll discuss that more in a little bit. But you're right. The next few months are going to be kind of, well, I'm going to say scary, to the point that we're going to see things change, and we never saw change in our lives before, Melody. We're going to see things in America that I've never seen in my lifetime. Shortage of different products. Matter of fact, I talked to a gentleman yesterday that works at a food line. You heard of food line grocery stores?
Yeah, we have them here.
Okay. And he's telling me that they are shuffling products around to make the shelves look full. They'll have to change that. One item is gone. It may be a food item. They may have something in the store that's not a food item, but the food item is gone, so they'll fill it in with something that's not a food item to make it so the shelves won't look bare.
Right.
So that's already started. This town's worked at the food line now quite a while. And so, folks, we're just trying to tell you, not trying to scare you. It's going to get really rough, and I mean that. I don't know. I'm not looking forward to it. Are you, Melody?
You know, we often, we buy gold for when that bad day comes, when the black swan arrives, and you know, we get upset when they hit gold and it goes down and everything seems to go back to, you know, some sort of, you know, an acceptable economy and so forth. We should appreciate those days, because when it does unwind, I don't think very few people are going to be ready, if anyone.
No.
Because these are just things that, no.
No,
and it's a mindset. We think we are. We think we're prepared. And maybe if you are, you look around and you see so many other people who aren't, and you see the destruction that happens in so many different areas. And so we should be thankful that this has been going on, as much as we disagree with it and don't, you know, we know what's going to happen and so forth. It's a little frightening, Butch, you know, and
it,
when
it
I talk
is.
To people,
it is.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think our biggest thing is also is this with Russia. I mean,
yeah.
I just can't.
Remember to the minute, yes. Yes.
I mean, no war is worth nuclear war.
No. No, but we'll get into that in a minute, too. We're actually pushing them harder and harder. It's like almost like the Biden administration and others are wanting
wants
the
it.
War.
They want it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We'll discuss that in a little bit, because this is just not looking good. But I don't care. I mean, I've been a pastor now, preaching over 40 years, and I think I have a lot of faith to build up in my Savior. I know I do. I'm not, dying doesn't really concern me that much. It's going through the things we're facing ahead.
It's going
to make me
here.
Have to really. Yes, exactly. It is. I still have responsibilities to take care of, you know, of a family, my wife and others that depend on me. And I mean, my sons are all growing, but they're still my family. You know, and I still think about them and my grandchildren and my great-grandson. I think about them. And those guys concern me. And I'm prepared as much as I can afford to be prepared. And I tell people, I put the rest in the Lord's hand. That's all I can hand, because I can't do anything about that. I've done all I wanted to do now. And I can exist and survive for a while. But can you imagine, Melody? Now, just imagine the electricity goes off. Basically nationwide, but let's say it goes off in big swaths all across country, and there's no hope to come back on after a couple of hours like it normally does. It's going to be off for days, weeks, months. What would that do to this country? How would people survive? What would they do? They can't flip a light switch on. They don't have hot water. They can't cook the food. Maybe they don't have any heat. What are they going to do? Now, this may sound silly, but I'm getting ready to buy I have a wooden coal oven in my wooden coal stove in my basement, but I'm going to buy a little wooden coal stove to put upstairs and get the stove pipe and stuff with it that I need to put in it if I have to, so I have heat. And then people say, well, that's silly. Well, maybe it is, but if I need it, I got it. I'd rather have it not need it than need it and not have it. So it's not going to be pleasant. It isn't. We dealt with electricity in our place for about 2 weeks one time. We had no electricity. And we survived. It was unhandy, but we made it because we were kind of prepared for it. But what if you live in an apartment in New York City? What are you going to do then? Is that a fair question?
It is.
I mean, these are things, folks, that we've all taken for granted for so long that I see it. I see the change already. And I'm not the only one that senses it. I talked to a gentleman today that worked, that, well, I'm a trainer at the gym. I was talking about he has a nice big truck and he really likes it, but he's going to swap it in for something easier on gas. He said, I hate to. I'm going to have to go swap in for a small car. I'm not the one feeling the pinch. Everybody's feeling that pinch. Our gas dropped a whole penny today. It's down to $3.95. Wow. A whole penny. This is something. We better get used to the idea of gasoline being $4 a gallon or more. It's not going to go much lower than that anywhere. It's not. I mean, right now, it's around $104 a barrel, which has got up to $4 a gallon. If it raises another $50 a gallon or a barrel, what's it going to go up to? On top of not having the things we normally have and finances being tight, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I'm trying to make the point as clear as I can make it. This is scary. If you want to try a test, folks, if you want to try, just try a test. Flip off your electricity. Go down to the basement, whatever breaker box, throw off the main breaker, and see how long you like it without electricity. How long your food will last if you have freezers. And how are you going to function? What are you going to do? If the electricity goes off, what are you going to do? Take a test. Kick it off 2-3 days and see what happens. See what ruins. That's all I can say. If you think you slide by and just left this scoff about this and laugh about it and think we're just trying to scare you, then that's fine. But I suggest just take a test. Do you have any kind of generator to keep your food from freezing? Or do you want to can the meat, which is a good idea? You can can meat also. But what are you going to do? Please consider the scenarios that could happen. Pray they don't. And work as hard as you can prepare for them because they might. Okay, Melody, I'll shut up. You go back to what you're saying.
No, I mean, and that is something. And you know, if you're prepared, you get used to living without electricity, too. It takes a while. You know, but you end up, you know, we kind of do adjust to, you know, what's what and so forth. But it's a different world. I mean, what are those people who don't know how to do? How are they going to react? And I'm not person to, I'm not a, oh, 27 years, I don't create fear. I don't use fear. I don't want to project any type of fear. So people buy gold and silver. You know, it's a smart thing to do. It shouldn't be a fearful thing to do. So I don't want to, you know, project that that's what we're doing now. But I'll tell you what, Butch. You know, I read a Pat Buchanan thing today, and it really, I mean, Putin and Biden is basically, I don't know if they're playing chicken or poker, probably poker. And we don't know who's bluffing. And it's, you know, when Putin warns of military action, you know, he does have some credibility. And Buchanan's last thing, and in this talk of using tactical atomic weapons to prevent the defeat, humiliation of Russia itself, is he bluffing?
We'll discuss that more in a minute too, because it's just really shaping up a lot of things, not just that, but a lot of things shaping up, and certainly nuclear war will probably top the list as far as things that we don't want to look forward to.
No, I mean, because I don't think there's anything that you can, you know.
There's not much to prepare for that. I don't know of anything.
No, I don't.
I mean, there's some things you can do to survive maybe the initial explosion. But that's only the beginning of it.
Yeah. And we have no idea where it would strike.
No, we don't.
At one point in time, we were safe because they couldn't reach us. Now they can. And that's the...
North Korea can reach us now, actually.
Yes. I know.
So, there you go.
And you don't think they wouldn't... What do you think these other nations would do if Putin did something first. You don't think that they would join the party to destroy the West that they hate because of all the things that we've done over the years? This isn't about fighting for their so-called democracy.
No. It isn't. But I don't know if you ever heard of Dimitri Dudeman or not. It's just something that this is a Christian, a biblical topic. But Dimitri Dudeman was a gentleman from Romania, came over here back in the 80s and early 90s, and told America what to expect if they didn't change their ways. And I have a copy of that. I'm just, matter of fact, just got through looking at a copy of his prophecies, and they're actually happening. And the nations he mentioned that are going to hit America if it happens are listed in there. And I'm looking at that and thinking, he's absolutely right. I see these nations turning in that direction. Hey, it concerns me. I live here.
And it's the people here, Butch. I mean, you listen to some of these talking heads on mainstream media. They're the ones that are frightening. I mean, it's mind-boggling listening to these people. And, you know, I went on a rant on Musk and this Twitter stuff. I listened to some of these liberal Democrats on mainstream media talking about how, Twitter's just for white men. And I mean, it's like, where do they get these ideas?
I know. Oh, it's absurd. It's absurd.
It is. And they're
so absurd.
But you know what's really, though? The other people who watch that believe that.
I know. I try to tell people, please get off the mainstream news channels. Please get off of those channels. Don't believe what you're saying. Please look somewhere else. Find some truth. And I said this, I'm saying this humbly, but if you ask me some things, I can give you some information maybe what you want to know about. But get off ABC, CNN, and all the other nonsense. I saw a guy the other day, a white gentleman said this, and I agree with him. He said, if you can blame me for what my ancestors did in enslaving the blacks, then you can also thank me because my ancestors freed the blacks. So, and I thought, wow, no one ever brings that point up. You know, we died as the free them also. But this is what they're causing dissension with a campaign statement. Well, Twitter's for a white man. How does that even fit the conversation?
Oh, but Elon Musk, you know, he saved the democracy. He saved freedom of speech. I'll tell you what, if freedom of speech depends on Twitter, then we really are in a sad state.
We sure are in trouble.
We are. Anyway, we are in trouble because we're heading into our first break. We'll be headed out in just a few seconds, and then we'll be back in a few minutes.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And I do, we have a listener out there, and...
We got one whole listener.
We got
one. Okay.
And I read his note from earlier this month, and they listen to the program almost every day. I mean, we get these all the time. So this, again, this isn't the only listener. He says, we listen to your program almost every day, and especially with Brother Butch and you together. God bless you. And John, if you can give me a call. I'd appreciate it. 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Now, hopefully I don't get 8,000 calls from John's. Only if you wrote that note.
Uh-oh, Melody's looking for John's now. Okay, go ahead.
I'm really going to get in trouble.
There you are.
But so anyway... give me a call on Monday, I appreciate it. So,
and one question about some gold and silver. When we go to somebody else, but I keep telling people they should have some we call junk silver for barter or whatever. And now the silver's down. What are the prices on, say, a bag of dimes and quarters? Just something that somebody could put in a few hundred dollars on. What are we looking at?
Oh, it's still pretty.
The
premium's
still high.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're looking about, for a dollar face value, you're looking about $22.
Gee.
So for a full bag would be $22,165.
Okay. Gotcha.
So for, 22.1, Yeah.
Okay.
So for every dollar, it's 22.
They're not moving a lot.
Pardon?
The premiums are not moving a lot.
Gold dropped $3. I mean, silver dropped $3.
I know. So I'm saying, but the premiums, though, are not...
Premiums are not dropping. Nope. They haven't changed.
No, they haven't. That's...
Because there's delays on everything, on all this silver. Some are more than others. Some are a couple of weeks. Some are 3 weeks. And some are 4 weeks. So gold, there's no wait. Gold is actually a better buy because you're not paying that big of a premium.
Right, right.
So gold is the better buy. So stick to the fundamentals. Don't just chase those gains. And, someone said to me there was a comment out there about people recognize 90% silver more than they would recognize, or they can figure out the value of a 90% silver versus a 1 ounce silver eagle. And I tend to disagree with that. To me, the real reason you buy 90% silver is because it's still spent. You're buying it for the silver content. That's number one. Usually it's a little less than what a Silver Eagle would be. That's number two. Number three is it's still spendable. You can still take it to the store and spend it in an extreme emergency. And people do recognize it as currency. So it still can circulate in our economy. The 1 ounce Silver Eagles, it's 1 ounce, so people can relate to that 1 ounce a little bit easier than they can the 90% when you're trying to figure out what the value is. So, because you don't, if you're trading, you don't want to trade it for the face value, you want to trade it for the silver in there. That's sure. The key. But, so I kind of a little disagree. I think both products are good. The premiums, yes, are higher on Silver Eagles. So, yeah, I would tend to go to 90% at this point in time. If you're strictly silver and you don't want anything else but silver, 90% is a better buy.
Or thinking about just survival on something. Yes, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, to say one is easier priced than the other, I disagree with that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. I want to cover something here real quick because I think the story, that it's not financial, but I think some will make a comment on it. Now, I want you to listen to this headline, folks, and listen and just think of the, I don't know what word to use, absurdity of this, at the point that they have to do this. Oklahoma becomes the first U.S. state to ban non-binary birth certificates. Wow. Whoever thought they'd have passed a law to identify boys and girls. Anyway, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill banning non-binary gender marks on birth certificates. The ban on non-binary certificates, which Stitt signed into law in 2 days, reportedly the first of its kind in the U.S., the bill, SB 1100, limits biological sex on birth certificates just to male and female. I'm sitting there, I'm reading this, and I'm thinking, I'm an old man, I know that. But we have to pass a law to identify whether it's a boy or a girl? Maybe we should send them up to see Jackson, the new Supreme Court nominee. She tells what it is. No, she can't, because she's not a biologist. Okay. But Stitt's signing of the law makes permanent its executive order that blocked the state's Department of Health from issuing non-binary birth certificates last year. At the time, an Oklahoma-born Oregon resident sued the agency after initially denied the request for a non-binary birth certificate. According to the Washington Examiner, the first non-binary certificate in Oklahoma was issued October 2021. In response, Stitt and GOP lawmakers decided to take an action against future distributions of non-binary birth certificates. I believe the people are craved by God. Wow. This guy must be some kind of, I don't know, to be male or female, period. Can you imagine that, Melvie? He actually thinks we're born a male or female. The governor said at the time, there's no such thing as non-binary sex. I've wholeheartedly condemned that purported Oklahoma State Department of Health court settlement that was entered into by the rogue activist who acted without receiving proper approval or oversight. We must stand up and put a stop to this nonsense regarding biological sex, Senator Michael Bergstrom, the Republican from ADAR, who sponsored the bill, said in a statement. It's not a complicated issue. Biologically, you're either male or female. There should be no other option to choose from the birth certificate. The bill was met with criticism from Democratic State Representative Maurie, M-A-U-R-E, I don't know whether they think she's a man or a woman, who was considered to be the first non-binary state lawmaker in the U.S. But to think that a country has to go to the point to pass a law that boys and girls have to admit they're male or female in birth certificate. I don't even know how to even get into that any further than that. But anyway, any comments? We move on to something else.
Well, you know what? It all changed after, you know, the Supreme Court, and they changed the definition of marriage.
Yeah, that's right.
Once they changed that and you had the rainbow lights at the White House with Obama, and, you know, that's when it all really changed. And I can remember having conversations that day saying that, you know, now people can marry whatever they want, whoever they want. If they wanted to marry an animal, they'd be able to. And just this week, they were making fun of this person who married a cat.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
And everybody chuckles and thinks it's funny and so forth. But it isn't, because this whole thing is all starts back to, I mean, it start further, but I mean, it all made it all possible by our government and person in the White House, Congress, the Senate, and the Supreme Court. The definition of marriage is not between a man and a woman anymore. So
there's just something wrong with two guys standing in a suit and one of them being introduced as the other guy's wife. It just doesn't sound right to me. But anyway.
Or two girls.
Yeah. There's something not quite right with that picture. But move on now to something serious, because this is serious. Well, that's serious too, but it's ridiculously serious. It's insane and serious. It's redundant, to say the least, that we have. Anyway, Biden wants new powers to seize Russian assets. Now, tell me this isn't slapping him in the face. U.S. President Joe Biden will officially ask Congress later on Thursday to grant him the authority to seize assets of wealthy individuals believed to have links to the Kremlin and use them to help Ukraine, the White House has revealed in a statement. Wow. Biden is expecting to propose a comprehensive legislative package that will enhance the United States government authority to hold the Russian government and Russian oligarchs accountable for President Putin's war against Ukraine. The measures would result in the forfeiture of property linked to Russian kleptocracy, allowing the U.S. government to use the proceeds to support Ukraine. These people could be vehemently opposed to Putin, but they're going to take it anyway. Another proposal.
Did you say kleptocracy?
Yeah.
You can say it. Biden can't.
You're probably right. Okay.
Did you see it when he couldn't?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, there was a. Anyway, go ahead. I mean.
Anyway, it's all right. Under the proposal, authorities would be able to impound property in the U.S. owned by sanctioned Russian oligarchs and that has a connection to the specified unlawful conduct. Moreover, Biden wants to make it a crime for any person to knowingly or intentionally possess proceeds directly obtained from corrupt dealings with the Russian government. What's a corrupt dealing from the Russian government? Just tell me, well, is it against the law already, or is it going to make a new law make it against the law? The statement released by the White House, however, does not specify what criteria will be used to determine which dealings can be classified as corrupt. This is insane. I mean, he's provoking the people that maybe are even against what Putin's doing, but he's going to seize assets of people that just because they earn some money from something they're dealing with Russia, going to seize assets of private individuals now? No wonder Putin said this. Folks, listen, I'm not making this up. I wish I were, because this is scary. Putin could declare World War III within days, says UK Defense Secretary. That isn't me saying it. That's not some conspiracy nut out there saying it. No, it's not me. It's not Alex Jones. It's not Mike Adam. None of them. UK Defense Secretary Ben Wallace has warned that Putin may try to mobilize the Russian people with a global offensive against Nazis as his invasion of Ukraine has failed. Russia TV commentator predicts possibility of nuclear strike. Russian President Vladimir Putin could declare World War III in just 2 days' time, according to UK Defense Secretary. Ben Wallace said that the despot will probably attempt to mobilize the Russian people and amid his failing special military operation. Russian troops first crossed the border in Ukraine on February 24th, claiming they wanted to denazify the country. Putin has also threatened to use nuclear weapons against Western powers if they get in the way, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saying the threat of nuclear war is serious. No. Now, speaking to LBC, Wallace warns that Putin may ramp up his rhetoric in the coming days. He said, I would not be surprised that he's probably going to declare on May Day that we are now at war with the world's Nazis and we need to mass mobilize the Russian people. Well, May Day, folks, is part now here. You stop and think about that a little bit. I don't know. But Mel, they're talking about, that's scary enough for me.
We talked briefly yesterday about, seizing and, passing it through Congress and so forth. And I'm just thinking, you know what, who would they use it on next?
That's it.
Where does it go? How big does it go? And if we make it through the World War III? So
look what they did the Japanese during World War II in America. They were loyal citizens, and they put them in concentration camps. That's what they were.
Yep. Took their stuff.
They did. They certainly did. I mean, this makes me angry. I mean, this makes me angry for people that are just pretty angry. And people and all news media. I watch different channels. I don't see what they're saying. I haven't seen one news media yet that explains why Russia went to war. I had to go to war. That one of them said they told the reason why. It's all poor Ukraine. Poor Ukraine.
So. You know, there was an article out there. I didn't sign into my Wall Street Journal. I didn't have time today. Well, yeah, here it is. It was by Peggy Noonan. And, you know, she's pretty much a liberal and so forth. But she says, you know, Putin may really break the nuclear taboo. It seems unthinkable, but American leaders' failure to think about it heightens the risk it will happen again. And once it starts, it's not going to stop. Once that taboo that is held since 1945 is broken. The door has been pushed open and we step through the new age. We don't want to go there.
No, we don't.
And we don't want to go there. And people ought to be picking up their phones and, you know, but I don't think that's even going to matter because it really does seem, Butch, this is what they want. All the propaganda that we've been seeing on the TV, all the bleeding hearts, all the... You know, and you know every Democrat falls for it.
Of course. Well, this is really out of our hands. I put it in God's hands now and pray that he'll intercede because we can't. The elite want this. And now back off from the war, talking about things that are happening right now in this country financially, 580 U.S. workers were cut off from Ford. Made a $3.1 billion revenue loss. I guess you probably saw that article, maybe.
It was funny because they were touting all week long their big F-150 electric truck. Yeah. Now they have 200,000 back orders on it. Well, they knew what was going to happen. You know.
And I don't believe them on that. I really don't. I don't think people as a whole want electric cars. And ones I talk to don't. Maybe out there in the world, this country probably made a lot of money.
Hey, you can get on a list. It doesn't mean you have to buy the thing. And if you can be on the list, it could be 2 years before you get it. So, you know.
Well, they laid off 580 employees because it's called a restructuring plan, because they lost $3.1 billion. And so when you think about this, they want to go away from, of course, the ICE cars, internal bus combustion engine cars, and go to EV, electric vehicles. But most people don't want this, right? They don't want that. But it's coming. They're going to force it. So they're intentionally shutting down supply of the ICE cars and going to the EV cars. That's all part of the plan. And after the break, we're going to discuss what's happening into the food industry. Because, folks, this is not a coincidence. This is all planned, from the electric cars to the World War III to your food being cut off. This is planned. You better plan something for yourself and your family. Go ahead, Melanie.
Are we at break?
Break time. Yeah,
yes, we are.
Break.
And we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Won't you take me back to school? I need to learn the golden rule. Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we've been kind of talking about so many other things, and I know you want to make sure we touch on the food situation.
Absolutely.
Why don't you go ahead and start sharing that information?
How much more basic of a need can you think of, Melody, than food?
Water.
Yep. I mean, if you don't have food and water, no matter what else going on, how long do you live?
Yeah. Not long.
Not long. All the preparation you do are wonderful, but if you don't have food and water, folks, why do you think they're attacking a nation's food supply? And by the way, the water supply is under attack also. Mega droughts out west, which I won't get into primary water sources. I won't get into that right now. But mega droughts out west, they're literally talking about rationing water. Folks, we covered this years ago. This is going to happen. But now we discussed this briefly last week that the U.S. egg factory roast alive 5.3 million chickens in avian flu cell, flu call, then fires almost every worker. Now, I won't get into all this. I won't try to read it all. I got other articles to cover, but this is, of course, was done in Iowa. They had over 5 million chickens that they literally threw in cages, drug them outside, and burned them. I mean, what are they going to do? They totally rid of them, so they burned them. And everybody there, from supervisors right on down to the common workers, were dragging them out and burned them. Then when they were done, they sent 250 workers home and kept about 12 people. There were a few dozen people there to keep the skeleton staff, but all the other workers got laid off. And so far in this country, 22 million birds have been killed in an attempt to contain the outbreak. So don't you think this is going to make a difference in the price of poultry, turkey, chickens? We got this. Folks, please stop and think now. We have 28 states now that are killing their fowl, their livestock, and chickens, and the turkeys, and probably other maybe geese, whatever. They're killing them by the millions. And we say, well, it's 250 people working in a chicken factory. I mean, what? That's not bad. If you're one of them, it's bad. If you're the one that's got a house payment coming up next month, and you're not going to have a paycheck coming in, that's bad. Whether 10 people laid off or 25,000 laid off, it affects that one, that 10 people, just like with anybody else. We got to quit thinking, there's a little bit here. The Ford laid off 580 workers. They're laying off 250. And, you know, folks, this adds up. People have got to find some way to keep their rent paid and purchase the food they can afford. But there's a reason behind this. E. coli scare prompts the recall.
Let me just add this, Butch. You know, when you talk about those smaller numbers and everything, it does mean something because there's the multiplier effect.
Of course.
For every unemployed person, it affects three others.
At least.
Because you've got the restaurants, you've got all the services and so forth that they can no longer do. And it just, if you want to look at something that filters down, that trickles down, it's that. It's unemployment.
That's what it is. An E. coli scares prompts recall more than 60 tons of ground beef. That's a lot of beef. Among the packages affected were SC Grocers Naturally Better Grass-Fed Beef and Ground Beef Patties, Thomas Farms Grass-Fed Ground Beef Patties and Ground Beef, Nature's Reserve All Natural Grass Beef Fed Ground Beef, Tajima Kobe Ground Beef, Market Side Butcher Wagyu Beef Patties, and Weis by Nature Ground Beef Burgers. Over 60 tons of ground beef going. Could I go further? Of course I could. But I mean, they've slaughtered 22 million chickens and a fowl, and now they're going after beef. What's that going to mean in the store to you, folks? Now listen to this. Now this is good old Trudeau. I tell you what, this is Trudeau government. Listen, Melody. Targets grain growers as worst emission offenders.
Oh, my.
How about that? What a coincidence. Oh, I mean, all the fires, the explosions in the food factories. And now you're going after grain growers because they give out the most carbon poison or whatever. Folks, there's a plan here. This is not just happening by chance. Just all of a sudden pop up and, oops, we didn't know this was going to happen. Well, you got to understand that Trudeau is one of the select few. Him and Klaus Schwab are friends. A Trudeau government report is putting farmers next on the carbon emissions chopping block. Let me repeat that. A Trudeau government report is putting farmers next on the carbon emissions chopping block. I wonder where the food comes. Oh, I know. Kroger's already has it. We don't need farmers. We got Kroger's, right? Anyway, using UN data that accuses Canadian grain growers of producing crops with the highest emissions intensity in the world. A new discussion document released by Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada titled Reducing Emissions Arising from the Application of Fertilizer in Canada's Agriculture Sector singles out wheat, barley, and other cereal producers for emission reductions. How many products, Mel, do you think of wheat, barley, and other cereal products are put in? I mean, what do you think how many products do you think has that in it?
No.
At least over, go ahead.
Very many.
Yeah, at least over half, wouldn't you say?
I would think.
The report outlines a framework to meet Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's 2020 climate plan to target reduced greenhouse gas emissions in the agriculture sector by 30% below 2020 levels within 10 years. So they're going after the farmers now, folks, because they're polluting the system. This is what's happening right now while we're speaking, right now. This isn't coming next year or next 10 years. It's already here. How much will they pull us down? I don't know. And whether it takes in World War III to speed up the situation, I have no idea. But this article is quite lengthy, and I'm going to put it in our next month Minuteman magazine, but I'm going to share the first two paragraphs here. New controlled food system. Now, please, folks, I'm not making any of this up. This is out of the Activist Post by Corey Lynn. New controlled food system is now in place. And they will stop at nothing to accelerate their control. Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. Who controls money controls the world. This famous quote by Henry Kissinger is ringing more and more true by the week. The globalists already control the majority of the money. They're moving ever so swiftly to convert the energy system over into systems that they are all invested in and have been taking drastic measures to control the food industry while running much of it under the radar. If they control the seeds, they control the food. If they control the food, they can use a digital ID to control consumer access to food. While Russia fires suddenly destroy food processing, meat, and fertilizer plants, during a time where farmers are hurting, supply chain issues are kicking in, an entire traceable food infrastructure system has already been built in multiple cities and making its way across the globe. I'm going to read that last bit again. An entire traceable food infrastructure system has already been built in multiple cities and making its way across the globe. Imagine a day where farmers' markets no longer exist. You can't drive over to your local farmer to buy produce or cuts of meat. And the only food growing outside of the globe is secured indoor vertical farming and lab-grown facilities is in your windowsill, garden, or greenhouse. And while and this article goes on to say, and what if they have a social credit score and yours drops? And they control the food supply. Well, I'll go out and kill me a deer. Okay. And how long will that last when everybody else thinks the same thing? When your whole community thinks I'll go out and start shooting deer, how long will the deer last? Folks, we're not my dad grew up during the Depression, Melody, and he said you'd be surprised how many people would have given about anything that had a groundhog to put in a pot.
Yeah.
So they said they become very scarce. Because, you know, his family wasn't the only one to think about eating him. It's just the way it is. I don't know how much clearer I can put that, Melody. I put that as clear as I can put it. This is not something that's happened by chance. It's been planned for a long time. But when they put together the entire traceable food infrastructure system, that didn't happen overnight, did it?
No, it did not. But they've been working on it for a long time, absolutely.
For years. Yes, absolutely. And European gas prices surged more than 24% after Putin blackmails Poland and Bulgaria by cutting off their supplies, as Moscow says unfriendly nations only had themselves to blame. They do. If Putin and Russia once paid in rubles, that's your exchange. That's what they use. We wouldn't take rubles in place of dollars, would we, in America? We want dollars in America. They want rubles in Canada, in Russia. To me, that makes perfect sense. How about you, Melody?
Makes sense to me.
You know, I said, I'm just a simple fella, and I see things a simple way, but it makes sense that it does. And now they're talking about, you probably already saw this too.
Can you finish the program, Butch?
Yeah, sure can. I'll take it.
All
right. Okay.
Thanks.
You have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Folks, I mean, we just had election 2020 it was rigged, and I have no doubt it was rigged. I have no doubt. Well, now the same thing's happened in France. Emmanuel Macron is peddled with tomatoes before being hurried away by security. A scuffle breaks out among crowd during public walkabout just days after election victory. Now, I won't get into this in all detail. I don't have time. But a guy started throwing cherry tomatoes at him. People there are angry because the election was stolen in France also. This is nothing new. This is not something, folks, that just happened by coincidence here or there. These systems have been put in place slowly but surely to make a difference. And now Biden regime announces creation of the Information Governance Board under the authority of Homeland Security with a lunatic in charge. They are now going to decide at the Department of Homeland Security what is this disinformation and how to take care of it. I didn't get time to go on to that, but I wanted to mention it to you. So watch out, folks. We're getting it set up very quickly. Now I'm going to try to slow down, get off of this, take a deep breath, and share with you a good news story. Football players give bully classmate their clothes in moving video. Talk about a touching touchdown. MLK College Preparatory School freshman Michael Todd was being cruelly mocked by classmates since the start of the school year for wearing the same outfit and sneakers every day. I really don't have any clothes at home, the Memphis student tells NBC affiliate KXAN. My mom can't buy clothes for me because I'm growing too fast. When high school football players Christopher Graham and Antoine Garrett witnessed their new classmate getting picked on, they decided to help put a stop to the problem. When I saw people laugh and bully him, I felt like I need to do something, Graham tells outlet. So he and Garrett went through their closets and found pieces they could gift. We did it out of love, not for clout, reads a caption of a viral video posted on Facebook showing Graham and Garrett giving a visibly stunned Todd a new pair of kicks and a bag of clothes as others watch. I told him we're in the same third period and I apologize for laughing at you and I want to give something to you to make it up, says Graham. Now that's beautiful, folks. He laughed at him and then he apologized. Todd tells NBC, I've been bullied my entire life. But getting this gift was awesome. The best day of my entire life, basically, he says. It was a weak moment for me. I almost cried, says Garrett, with Graham adding, and then I cried at lunch when he said, you two are only the ones to give me a gift. Folks, thank God there's some good things still happening out there. Some good-hearted people still are trying their best to make a difference. And to have one of those young men to say, yeah, I laughed at you. I'm one of the ones laughed at you, and I really feel bad about it. I feel guilty about it. I'm so sorry. Can I make it up to you? Would you accept my gift? I mean, that is precious. That brings tears to my eyes, and I wasn't even there. That's what we need to show for one another. We're in dire straits here, my friends, and it's going to get much worse. All I can say is prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically. And do give Melody a call. You have nothing to lose but call and ask what you should do. Get some ideas from her. I don't have all the ideas. She's an expert on that. I'm not. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Call and talk to her. Ask her what you might can do to prepare yourself a little bit in some ways to get yourself ready for what is coming down the road. And it's coming, folks, like a freight train. It may not get here tomorrow, but it might. It's getting imminent, and only by the grace of God, if something would happen to stop it, by His grace alone will it happen. It's certainly not anything that we've done as a people in this nation to deserve it, or the world, actually. But we need to repent before our Almighty God, the Sovereign of all, the Creator of all. Ask Him to please give us the forgiveness we need and the strength and faith to stand. Folks, that's our job, is being on this earth. But you get out there this weekend and try to visit a friend. Go see somebody that you know has been sick for a while. Maybe a family member or a friend. Let them know you're there and that you care. Share yourself with others. That's the most precious gift anybody can give, is themselves. Share with others just as Christ shared with us. He shared His life with us. He gave His life for us. Surely we can give somebody else a little piece of ours, a little bit of our time. Let them know that we actually care for them. Now it's a good time to do it. I didn't mean to turn this into a sermonette, but I think right now, of all the times in the world this should be doing right now, we need this assurance of each other, okay? Let's just do that this weekend. By the grace of God, I'll be back with you Monday with Melody. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. And keep your eyes where they belong. Keep looking to the heavens, folks. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.
Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.